but I know what you mean though.
Hold on, we're gonna get started now, yeah? You recording? Yeah? Cool. Hello everyone and welcome to the Instructors Podcast. Thank you for coming down today. I know it was meant to start at 8. It's 10:30 now. But fuck it, man, we're here, man. Let's just keep it real, man. Don't sugarcoat nothing. Man, I mean, just keep it 100, man. Cool, man. Before we start, let's all introduce ourselves, man. Do you wanna start with yourself there?
What's up? My name's Jordan. At name on Twitter and Instagram, LeBron Jordan.
Hi, my name is Queen. I would give you my app, but it's all right.
Hi, my name's Sandra, and I'm not on social media.
Hi, my name's Ashley. My at name's Ash Lavelle. Check me out.
Hi, my name's Amisi. My Twitter name is AMISI1. That's about it.
Hi, my name's Whitney.
My name's Izzy. My at name is ID93__.
Yeah, my name's Stilly, and my social media is Stillyvision, STILLYVISION.
I came with that.
Yeah, myself, Johnny from Johnny's Driving School.
Come on.
Once again, thanks for coming on.
Pew pew.
Pew pew.
Yeah, it's my my first podcast in that. So, yeah, I proper appreciate it. First topic I was going to go into today was, it's more for the girls. So, it was something like along the lines of, let's say we all assumed you were 25 and you chatted to someone that was 30 years old. Would you chat to him if he didn't have his driving license or didn't drive?
I think it depends on the circumstances, to be honest. But first, like, my first reaction would be no.
But you're fair.
Why don't you have your license at 30?
Like you said,
that's
it depends.
What I'm saying. There's circumstances. I would have
he could have been in jail.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's circumstances. I wouldn't chat to a jail nigga anyway.
Ooh. So, I think you'll chat to a rich one that had his head screwed on.
Yeah.
So what do you mean?
But why don't you have your license?
So just because you
got your license,
he
had
that money,
you would
chat to him.
That's not what I said. I'm saying, no, listen. How long ago did he come out of prison then? If you're talking, if that's what you're talking about.
If he done 5, came out of 30, done 5 years, isn't it?
So like I'm meeting him as soon as he comes out of prison.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
What's the license going to do for you?
Drive me to where I need to go.
Actually, you know what? Like I was telling you guys before, if I've got my license, I feel like my guy, I just wouldn't like it if I'm driving him everywhere. Mm. He's not even making no effort. Maybe if he was making an effort to get his license,
that'd be different.
But if he's just, but then again,
what about if he's
if he's
filling up your tank and all that, is it a problem that you're driving him everywhere?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
It's still a problem.
Should be I don't know.
So then, are you basically saying that if someone's basically not got what you've got, no, there's,
it's
we can't go there.
No.
I think you should have what I have and more.
As a man. That's what I'm saying.
So but right now, in our day and age, people are asking things that they ain't got.
And you can. You definitely can.
But you
can.
Ain't got it. So how are you asking?
Because
why are you expecting a man to have his life?
Because you're meant to add to me. You're meant to add to me.
If he's meant to add to you, but you don't have it yourself, how can...
Because you're meant to motivate me to have it. So why would I be...
Wait,
why is
he motivating you and you're
not motivating yourself? Why should it take him...
No, because it obviously... It doesn't only take self.
See where I caught you.
No, it doesn't let me land. It doesn't only take self motivation.
No, but like, it has to come from yourself.
Yeah, but obviously I need that little push, and that little push is my man, and he's gonna tell me, sis, you need to drive,
so,
and I will drive.
So without a man,
but you don't. I'm not saying it's not
so,
even
so
about
you're telling
necessity.
Me that you can't motivate yourself for a small little license.
But that's not the question.
To be honest, no, I don't like driving. That's why I don't drive. I don't like driving.
No, because it sounds as if you're saying that you need a man to have a license. Like,
no, but no, I'm trying to say, the question was, like, if he didn't have a license,
would you still
be with him? And I said no, because you're meant to add to my value. Therefore, why
would
I want to be
with John,
him?
What's the question?
He might have other characteristics that supersede the driving license anyway.
All right, but we need to go on our first date.
He might not have his license because he's on a 2-year ban.
Can you just go back to
wait, hold on.
But it's an example, isn't it? He might be on a driving ban, for instance, like, but he has everything else.
But that's okay, you're on a driving ban. That means you can drive.
No, That means that you're willing to accept the consequences. Let me just highlight something, what you just said just now.
She said, yeah.
How are we going to go to our first date?
How are we going to get there? So that means for you to date someone, they must have a car.
No, they don't. They don't. Basically, no, but yes. Yes.
But to be honest, I don't think it makes a difference if you don't have a car. If you have a car, then I guess you could slap or think that a guy should have a
thank
car.
Thank you.
If you don't have a car, then I don't think really and truly, if the guy has money, he doesn't need to have a car.
Exactly.
So no, but it's not about cars. I don't care about money. It's about the license.
If he was a multimillionaire, would you care?
Wait. Sandra, listen, Sandra, can you answer that question?
Would you care? If he had 100 million in his account confirmed, would you care?
Yes,
if he doesn't have a license.
Why don't you have a license? What does having 100 million have anything to do with it? It's not about the money. It's not about the money. I don't care. Is that a form of programming? Obviously, what he said, what he's saying, to be focused on other priorities. To the point where he doesn't really need a license if he's being driven around.
It's a long process. That's cat.
John's there.
John, how long does it take?
Hold on.
Don't draw me out, please.
No, but don't draw people out.
No, but
it took me a minute, but
no, but it's everyone's different. Like you can't say. Well, one person might take 10 lessons, another might take 30 lessons. Like, I'll take not 30, lessons. But everyone's
okay,
different.
Let me just say this. If you can find the time to make and motivation to make a million...
You can make the time.
That's what I'm saying. Why priorities.
But bro, you know what it is? I've got a license. I've had a car. Sold the car. Bro, like, it doesn't make a difference.
But you got a license. We're not talking about the car. We're talking about you got the license.
A lot of people don't care about... I don't care about driving, but that's because you want to have your license. Some people actually don't care. But that's a girl, bro. I know, like there's a guy, he's got a lot of money. Like he's bought a car for his boys to drive and they just drive him around. Like he doesn't care. He does not care. He does what he does. He doesn't care about having a license.
And do you know what? I'm 50-50 because that's what I'm on.
When Johnny taught me, I told Johnny that I just need to pass. I don't care for driving. Like that's not my thing.
Yeah, but that's fine. You've got the license.
Well, at the end of the day, if you want to drive, you can drive. To be honest, I feel like if you've got the money, send me around in the Uber. I'm not really fast.
But you know, personally, I think it's different for girls. That. I think at 30, every man should have their license.
Yeah, at 30. Remember, you're forgetting 30 years old.
Start learning to drive at 17 or 16.
Innit, you had that age gap. Come on.
To be honest, I don't feel like it's a necessity.
Well, you're 30-year-old and going on the bus. That's your business.
No, listen, I don't think it's a necessity.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you getting on the bus? If you want to focus on something else, then that's your path, man.
That's different. People working in the city, you can't drive in the city.
You can't drive in the city, bro.
So you're not going to date someone because of a license. Wow. I said it depends on the person. But that's what his question was. At 30 years old,
would you date someone that don't have a license then?
At 30?
Nah.
But you know what I'm even thinking, because at 30 I'm going to have my shit together. I don't think it will come into my mind to ask, oh, do you have a license?
Trust me.
When are you going to ask that?
So when are you going to ask that? Wait, okay, cool.
Is someone so let's just say, yeah, my man's 30 years old, yeah?
I just assume. I'm not going to lie to you.
Let's just say my man's 30 years old, yeah? Hasn't got a license, but he has his own house. Mm,
that's what I was about to say.
So then what? What happens then? Is he less of a man?
Why are you asking me that?
No, I like your opinion.
What is a girl's question? Go by everyone. Whoever wants to start, what do you think? If he's got a house before a license, and he hasn't got a license, then what? Is that all right?
But then you got a next man that has a license and a car, but he's at home with his mum.
Who's to the ladies, innit?
Then what?
I mean, I'm sure it's better to cry in the house.
I just feel like
I want to cry in the bedroom with the stars.
Look at that.
It's true though.
It's true, man. It's true.
I don't know, man.
I'm 50-50 on that.
No, say right. What you said again.
I just feel like if you're in the midst of the situation, all of this talk right now is different. If my man has the bread and he's telling you, I can't
yeah,
drive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the bread. It is not about the bread.
They're not complaining.
There's more to life. You know, not every girl cares about bread.
He tells you he's got five Birkin bags there waiting for you.
Nah, fam. It's not everyone cares about bread.
How about you have your own money? Why do we care about another man if he has bread? What's he going to do for you? Like, it don't make sense. What's he going to do for you that you can't do for yourself?
I'm showing you now. You can't be with yourself and have kids with yourself. That's the problem.
No, you're talking about money.
I'm not saying that you lot are gold diggers or anything, but when money's involved, you lot will look past a lot.
No, don't get interested.
You will look past a lot of things, but it doesn't make you a gold digger.
What, a man can cheat because he's got money? I'm staying.
Damn right.
But you know what? You see, even with that,
damn right.
You could see a youth that you know he's got bread, but he has got no drip or no nothing. You wouldn't really judge him because he has money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So wait,
in comparison to someone walking down the road, and it's like he's got no drip, no nothing, but we'll rate him because he's got money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know what world you're living in, bro. You got money.
When I mean rate him,
let him talk.
I agree though.
I'm showing you. It's like,
in comparison to a broke boy, you look at both of them differently.
Like, I'm telling you,
wait. How do you know someone is broke?
No, but.
Because they don't have drip.
True.
No, I'm not saying that.
So how do you know?
Because you just said if he's walking down and he ain't got drip. But how do you know?
Basically,
if we know he's speaking from the perspective of today, you have to understand these people. He's only saying it because this is what people generally look at.
What I'm saying, you got the average person
looks at. If you're not an intellectual and articulate person that looks beyond that, the general person looks at, what crepe is he rocking?
Nah, bro.
You know what I mean?
Bro,
what chain is he? Certain people look at. But the richest people are dressed normal.
Okay, so if a girl walks in with a Birkin bag, you're not going to think she has a lot of money.
Hold on. If I walked in here
and just my whip was a flipping Wraith, you wouldn't think I have money.
My
whip was a Rolls Royce Wraith, you wouldn't think I have money.
No cap, we would.
One sec.
One sec. That doesn't mean nothing.
Listen,
yeah, but
no,
the first thing
you
think
know,
of.
But would you think?
Yeah,
I have
the first thing
wait,
you
wait,
think
wait.
Of.
Value,
but wait, but hear this now. Hear this now. Hear this now. What's the first thing girls said? They look at on a guy when they.
Your trainers.
Your trainers.
Your
trainers.
What are
those?
What
are
those?
But where Crocs go?
Wait, heels. You're looking at my toes.
Listen, without me opening my mouth, you just. I walk to you. Yeah. What's the first thing you look
your
at?
Hat.
How can you look at my teeth?
I'll look at your head. I'll look at your head.
When a guy walks up to this picture, how tall is he? That's the first thought.
No, wait. I'm not going to lie.
As a tall girl, it's different. Me, I don't know why, but I look at crepe because for me, it's just a personal thing because I like good crepe.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm judging you.
Yes, definitely.
But that's just me anyway.
And if you have bad crepes, you don't know how to look after yourself.
Shut up, John.
What did
you say? John, we know you anyway.
No, but Crocs are fine. What's wrong with Crocs? What's wrong with them?
Like, if it was someone that completely did not know you from anywhere, Johnny, what's this and that, and they saw you right now, they'll be thinking, why?
I wouldn't. I think they're nice
but
and they're fashionable.
There's a lot of ignorant people, so I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you guys look, like, what's the first thing you look at a girl?
Yeah.
It's the toes. So
if it's a buck. Yeah. If the bum ripe, dog.
How? So you
adapt me one. Adapt me one. Me want to see it.
I think you can tell by the fire still.
From the fire. You can tell by the fire.
They're bending.
Oh my god!
What? But I definitely think cars are factor, man. That you wanna know, you wouldn't have a man linking you on a bus. Facts.
No, I wouldn't. No,
I would link a girl on a bus.
I would link a girl on a bus.
You better go and walk down and come and touch.
Link a girl on the bus.
Listen, I swear to you.
No, but if you go to link the girl on the bus, you can get.
Wait, can I ask a question?
You know why though? I agree with him because if you try to do something that's not you, yeah. you have to maintain it, and if you can't maintain it,
can I ask you a question?
Killing themselves.
When Twitter, girls be saying, "He's got a high top," but that will make you go and fucking. For a girl, you crazy. A girl can't make me.
Yeah, that's weak-minded. That's you.
Not act like.
Wait.
They can't. No,
but bro, if you was linking a girl, yeah, and you was punching above your weight, you're gonna think I might have to.
I don't punch above my. No one's above my weight, bro.
The followers are coming. The followers are coming.
Say it out for us.
Say it out, bro.
No, but I love that. Because how do you know if you're punching above your weight or not? Because at the end of the day, if he shows us his particulars, we don't know who the girls that he's talking about. We don't
know. Still.
LeBron Jordan.
Everyone knows when they're punching above their weight. Sorry, I think you do.
Not really.
You know, yes. Wait. You move to a girl and you're like, she's not my caliber. Yeah, she's not my caliber, but I'm going
to
do it.
I've never moved to a girl and I thought, oh, shit.
Yeah, because that means you haven't jumped out of your
comfort zone.
No, do you know what it is? It could be confidence in himself.
Are you crazy?
It could be confidence in himself.
What makes you so superior to me?
I'm not talking about superior. I'm just talking about, she might, I don't know, have more money than you, or she might. Do you get what I mean?
It's not superior. I think it all comes down to confidence inside themselves.
I wouldn't think twice to go and pull a 10. That's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't feel.
I wouldn't think twice to go and pull a 10.
You see me, yeah? I'm an actor in it.
Pull a 10.
More, listen.
What do you mean, as in 10 racks?
Pull a 10, girl, that's 10 out of 10.
You see me, yeah? Man live by the mindset is of like the worst thing she can say is no.
Literally.
So stick to your shot, dog. Simple as that. You get me? That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do, bro. It's either yes or no.
Hold on. You know how the question was saying, yeah? Would you date a guy that hasn't got his license, but he's 30? So let's say he has got his license, but everything else is a fail. Then what?
That's what you ladies.
Because the thing is, at the end of the day, a lot of guys can drive, but they're not saying anything.
You're acting like I'm looking at you and I'm like, oh, you're pretty. Have you got a license? Oh, okay, bye. Like, it's not.
Get to know the person.
Okay. There's fair factors. It's not
yeah,
just
but no,
like,
you're not listening.
Majority of things look past it, you know. If the thing likes you,
if I like you, but I'm not gonna lie. If you're asking
for a chance,
if you're asking my preference,
from time you're honest from the onset.
That's what it comes down to, for real.
Listen, I've been on things with dates, things with things. I can whiz, but I ain't gonna lie, I ain't got my L's in it. I'm patting with John right now. I've got my test on the 19th, so cool, I'll bag it. But I've been on dates with girls and they ask me, do I drive? And I'm like, nah, but obviously they always look past that, to be fair.
How old are you?
But I'm 25.
Do you guys feel pressured? I can drive. John, can I drive? I feel pressured, man's had my license for too many years.
Come on, that's is anyone here your client? Like,
too many years.
Basically.
Your client.
Are you friends?
I think it's always best to be honest with a person anyway.
Yeah, but can I ask a question? I've been trying
at
to ask
the time,
to
yeah. Did you was there any time that a girl made you feel that
you don't have a license? Did you ever feel that way?
Or any of you guys, did a girl ever make you feel some type of way that you don't have a license, you're talking to me kind of thing?
I was on a date recently and the girl said the girl mentioned it, like, oh, so you don't drive, but it wasn't a diss to man. I just started laughing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just started laughing. I was like, all right, cool, but put me in a whiz right now. We're getting home. Like,
What's your app?
But that's what I'm trying to say. I know certain men that have the whiz, they've got the L's and that, but they can't afford petrol.
Ooh!
You know what I'm saying?
That's real life, though.
Real life shit.
Listen, first of all, man, if I understand you, having a car.
Maintenance, high one as well. My first car, bro.
Like years ago, 2 liter, broke as fuck. Every time the man didn't jump in, it's on E, bro.
Brother, I was charging my fam. I said, fam, I'm only going if you put petty in the tank. Because, bro, the economy is tight, like, bro.
In it, I'm not what? Coming.
Why?
I'm not coming.
We're going to the same destination.
In it.
No, we're not.
Petrol, I'm not coming.
All right, brother, you see me? I will stay home, brother.
Yeah, we will stay home. I'll get my cab. I won't give the money to you.
You can get your cab if you need to, bro.
I will.
If you need to,
you can't charge people for petrol, man. Unless you're going Quay.
If you're going out of your way,
like £200. £50 kind of petrol.
£200.
Even so, £50.
6.3 mate.
We getting front.
We're not going to Seven Sisters and you're asking me for £2.50.
Nah,
we're not doing that.
I'm not gonna ask. I've got to, see me. I've got a bit too much pride for that. I'm not like if I'm going there.
Hey, bro, let me tell you a story. Do you remember one time, I was going to work, and then I think I was going to petrol station, and then I filled up the tank in it, and I didn't have no cash, no card.
What with me?
And I rang you like 5 in the morning. 5 in the morning, you're like, oh, fuck off, bro.
We shot this shit.
Jordan, just remember this is real rap.
Wait, is this real rap?
It was 5 a.m. He was sleeping.
It was 5 a.m. I was going to work. Yeah. Remember I bought the smart car off you?
Yeah. You bought a smart car.
You remember the smart car? Like, we know the smart car,
bro. I was working in the car door, some delivery company.
Yeah.
I got to the petrol station. I topped up. I went to the till and that. Then I clocked that, right? I had no card or no cash yet. I rang you.
Hey,
no, bro. You don't remember.
I said fuck off, bro.
Hey, bro. No. But I think you said fuck off because you were sleeping, bro.
Oh, it must have been Saturday.
Hey, bro.
Wait, bro.
Bro, man had to fill out a form in the petrol station.
Yeah. That happened to me one time still.
And then you have to pay it back.
That happened to me one time.
You see that?
You got that 7 days to pay it back still.
Bro, I always remember that.
7 days still.
Bro, I always remember that. Bro. I always said to myself, if I make it here, I'm going to drop you out.
Bro, I go above and beyond for my friends. Stop lying.
No. I know it's because you're tired.
If you're
tired, bro. Man was like 3 minutes from your yard.
Swear down.
Well, how many years? That was 5 years ago, man.
It was more than
he remembers it now, though. Yeah, he had to know it was 5 years ago.
It's probably something like that.
If you're a man, then it's like that. It's just love, innit? It's banter, innit? I don't know.
Do you guys think it's okay because it's not a man's situation, or
did you need the cash? Like,
yes.
100%. Yes.
The way I do.
Alright, everyone talks separately.
Yeah.
You start.
I think the way I am, I haven't got a car yet, but I don't feel like.
When you get one, you'll see us. I guarantee you, when you get a car, bro, you will start charging. Listen, hear what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying now. Alright, cool.
It is like, when you've got it, like, transfer to me.
Hear what I'm saying?
Because I'm not transferring.
Not even that. Listen, you see, when you're the only one that drives, in your circle,
Not one of my friends can actually, they're here. Not one of them have I ever asked them for petrol money.
Let me offer. Let me offer.
He's not here to defend himself.
That's what man's on. That's what man's on. It's what supposed to do.
I can't do that, man.
But bro, you listen, know what? I think it's common courtesy. Yeah. If we're always going out and I'm the driver, bro,
and you offer
chipping.
Yeah,
come
that's
on,
it.
I don't, come on.
But they're not obliged to.
I'm not saying you're obliged to. But it's common courtesy.
If it's an inconvenient journey, say you're driving to them. Man, them have to chip.
Bro, hold on, hold on, bro. No, listen, no, bro. Bro, listen, hold on, wait, no, bro. Listen.
I'll be like, yo, man's driving all the way from.
Nah, some people will just sit there.
Some people will sit there, eat their sweets, and even snap. We're gonna be in damn shit.
I'm the lit one, so I don't need to pay.
There's no way you can get from England to damn for free.
There's no way.
How are you getting from England to Down?
How much is that? Like,
hear this now.
Unless you're a girl.
Okay, cool. Wait. Hear this now. There was a point, where I was the only one that was driving in the whole circle, but I was the only one driving, bro. Remember, I live in South, bro. East London, North London.
All
right.
And you should now circulate the whole of London.
Man's now coming from South London to Hackney, then from Hackney to Tottenham. Brother. And then probably. The fucking Ravers in East, cool. Gone there now. Dropping man yard. Brother, Jake lives in Mount End, brother.
Woodford.
My brother. Woodford, brother. You done it. Woodford, my bro. Do you know how far that is, cuz? Woodford. What, brother? Man is doing mileage, brother. Brother, the car is depreciating, like every journey, the car is just depreciating in value, brother. Cuz. point, yeah. What you do? A quick £5, yo, brother, take that petrol.
Right. No, no, wait, 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 wait. I'm not gonna lie.
You can't give £5.
Man will smoke in your car. Yes, you can. How
much?
My mama asks me for
petrol
money. No, no, no. You ask for petrol money. How much is £2?
£5 each person is calm.
That's me. That's dumb.
That's dumb. You might not keep that.
Then, hold on. Then go and book Uber and see how much the price will be for your single journey. Go and book an Uber from your yard. To the Raven and back. How much would that be? About £20.
Yeah, £40.
£40, brother.
All our money, all my money goes to Uber.
£40. You're paying £5 to go there and back in a nice warm car, and you're complaining. Get the fuck out of here, brother.
But if you give me bad vibes,
you're paying £5 to go to a Raven back. Nice warm car. Music is playing. You're enjoying it.
They're snoozing as well.
You're snoozing.
That's
like what
it is. Yeah. You don't know how you got home the next day, bro.
That is me.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. It's the cost of living as well. Certain man can't. They might have the bread for it, but they just feel like it's too. I have brethren, bro. Like that. They're making fucking peas, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But certain things. They will still be at the counter trying to negotiate 30p.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so,
it's true. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with
all
that.
It's all your like preference. You know
what I'm saying? Can I ask, you guys, those that have driven and then asked your mates for money, has there ever been like a mate that has been like, oh, why are you asking me for the money?
Never.
I'm the why you asking for the money, mate.
Like, no.
I don't even ask
you. Because if you do, you will never step foot in my car ever again.
What do you mean? Wait, I don't get the question. Asking the person that's driving for money.
No, like...
No, not for money,
the driver's asking the person for money. I feel no time.
And they've been like, nah, like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Or reacted...
Do you know what, though?
See, the thing with that...
Are you asking me for the money?
If I was to ask, yeah, and someone reacts like that, I'll take mental notes. You will never jump in a car again.
You okay, what about if I say, yeah?
He's good at that stuff. He'll be like, bro, like, you're driving. Cool, let's go. I'll just put money in your tank, innit? Cool.
I've done that as well.
You have as well.
Some people will never say a thing, though.
They will never say a thing, bro.
But they're not obliged.
But me personally, if I haven't charged you, don't expect
me. Listen, you see me, yeah? If I step foot in any man's car,
if you ask me, then, but I'm... Like, if I haven't charged you, I don't expect you to.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get
it. It depends, though. If it's an inconvenience for you,
I will offer. I'll be like, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
I would offer and be like, bro, I'll give you a tenner.
Away.
I'll be like, bro, I'll give you a tenner, innit?
If you're at home and I'm telling you to take me somewhere, then of course, I don't expect you.
Yeah.
No, of course.
Yeah.
That's normal. But if we're both going to
the same venue.
I'm not going to lie. I have a little story, yeah. So I had a friend. I was in South London and I asked her to drop me home. I live in North London. Instead of saying to me, oh, wait, like, can you, like, give me some petrol money? She went to tell someone else. Do you get it? Like,
to come in.
She didn't even give me but you didn't ask. Do you get it? And I'm thinking, like...
Stuff like that, I don't like
Wait,
stuff like
I'm
that.
Thinking we're friends, so...
You should be able to come
you
back.
Know, if you're
Let
saying,
me just
wait,
be devil's advocate. Let me be...
Wait, park up at Morrison's petrol station.
Cool. Like, bro,
yeah. I'm giving it to you. You're dropping me home. Do you know what I mean? There's no problem.
A tenner,
but
though, from South.
Don't be doing that shady stuff.
A tenner.
You're getting a tenner. What you get? What do you want? You're getting a tenner. What do you want?
But how much is an Uber from South to...
Wait, no, do you know what? It doesn't matter about that. No, wait, guys.
Mates race.
It's mates race. It's actually mates race. It's not even about the money. It's the fact that you didn't come to me directly, you went somewhere else.
But
I'm not giving you £20.
Let me be devil's advocate. You did say that you asked her to take you home.
Yeah.
So if I ask my boy, bro, take a man from north to south, I'll be like, bro, I'll give you money for petrol.
But listen to that word.
It's an inconvenience.
Listen to the word.
It's an inconvenience, bro.
It's true. That's one sec. The word you said before that, bro. What does that mean?
Bro, big man, I've invested in you.
I shouldn't even.
Bro, we're like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So why does it? That word, bro, don't use it then.
But cars ain't cheap, you know.
No,
so I'm saying you use the word bro, but that's.
I think it depends on who's asking you as well.
Bro, see, listen.
Because if you're my
bro, see the money.
Everything is all about the situation.
See the money, bro. Yeah, man. Offers him all the time. He always says no. But I will every single time.
Offering.
I will always offer. No matter if you say no all the time, I'll still offer.
I'm not hopping out. Period. First and foremost, without no change in my pocket. Secondly, I'm gonna like if man's dropping man thing, I'll be like, oh bro, if it's gonna be an inconvenience, John's dropped me yard,
exactly.
He's dropped me yard.
It's gonna be.
From what I remember, I've always offered. Isn't it?
You've never offered me, bro.
but if I've never offered, I've invested in your company, blood. So.
Oh.
Mogul talk.
Couple bills. You know what I'm saying? That's what. Same time, I just feel like it's the situation, man. All of it's all about the situation. It's how people ask. It's the cadence. It's the decorum. It's where everything.
Just be.
If we know we're going OT tonight for a rave, and man are not chipping in at least like a score. You're gonna be not even you, certain man might not think about it, but you'll look at it like raw, like
bro. Do you know how cheap time, £20 is between five people?
That's a bill.
Bro. You're getting there.
You're talking about you falling off and man grabbing you into an easy escape.
They won't even buy you a juice in the club.
I'll buy you a drink.
No drink. Put Hetty in my tank. No drink, bro. I don't want no drink. No. No,
oh, you'll take, you take a bottle, no. though, innit?
Huh?
You'll take a bottle, innit?
I want it in my tank.
You'll take a bottle,
expensive, bro. Nah, bro. I want petty, fam.
I just think every man's situation is different, because, like, certain man don't ask, certain man don't care, certain man will ask. Yeah. It's just, you just got to be ready for any situation, being the person that you're asking out of inconvenience, innit?
Yeah.
So,
that's why you don't
ask. Back to the topic, though, the man them.
But me, if I get my car and I ask you, you told me no, I'm going to be a spiteful.
Would you not? Would you date a girl that doesn't have a license?
Of course you would.
Doesn't matter. I think it's
different. Every guy would. Y'all doing it right now, innit? You're doing it right now.
Me and girls with no license. We're bougie as well, man. We can't be dating girls with no license as well.
It's true.
Me, not anymore.
You see,
it's
for true. Me, yeah.
Oh, no.
From the now. Thing is, a lot of
from today, from today, from today.
They'll be accepting anything.
You just accept anything.
When the girl takes
in terms of what,
then they start.
Don't say it.
Simple things like, fair enough, the girl don't have a license. Then all of a sudden, the girl now starts asking, oh, babe. Could you pick me up from A?
B. Funny
could you
story
pick
now.
From
D.
B?
D. Could you and pick you will do it.
A and B.
Wait, can I say something? If you will do it, everybody keep quiet.
But you don't DP, you ask your boys. You ask your boys, this girl keeps telling me to come and
pick you up. But you won't say nothing to the girl.
But you won't say nothing to the girl.
No, I would 100% say something to the girl.
Your mates are the ones that's making you feel like, mate, you're doing a bit of an Uber here.
Bro.
You're doing a bit of an Uber.
You didn't mind.
And then you're deep in, and then obviously you probably drop her out now, and then the next one you're like, the next girl that I got to talk to, she got to have a license. But the thing is, sometimes guys don't have boundaries. Yeah. You get it? Mm-hmm. You be accepting any and anything. Mm-hmm. And then when the girl starts asking you, take me here and there, you didn't have an issue with it the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the second time you're thinking, she's doing the most. Yeah. But you didn't have an issue
because she asked
you
to take you on the Uber the second time. Or what?
I'm saying maybe about the fourth, fifth time you're thinking, she don't really need me to drive her there. And
no, but it's true though.
Until maybe they start taking you.
I can't lie. For me, it takes one time for you to talk to drop you.
You know what? I feel like people think too
deep. Don't, brother. How dare you?
Stay away from niggas like him. Stay away from niggas like him.
Hold on, John.
Stay away from Stefan.
How dare you call my phone and be like, can you drop me somewhere?
But listen, bro.
Before you even looked at Uber, asked your mum or your dad to drop you. You call my phone. You called my phone to drop, brother. One time, yeah.
A girl that you're doing a tingle, so you lot are having sex.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're feeling.
You're in her, bro. You're in her guts.
Jordan, don't even ask.
Yeah, no. Once you go to us, it's a bit different. It's a bit shaky.
Obviously, the sex thing. Now you're thinking, it's not that deep. But you're thinking after a while, you've not wifed it. You're thinking, but. Then you now come and do a whole reflection. This girl was doing the most, you know, making me take her here.
No.
Next girl that you talk to, are you going to now start saying, should this girl have a license?
I don't think guys do things like that.
No, we do.
Think of stuff like that.
You don't, man. I don't have a license.
You see, for some men, the puss gets to their head too much.
Bro, listen. You see, when you got the pussy, yeah, you do what, like, you'll do most things, innit? But if you haven't got it and she's asking to drop her somewhere, you'd be like,
That's cap.
Niggas are capping.
No!
Niggas are capping. Y'all gonna drop people with or without the puss.
That's it. There's guys guys out here that have sex with and they have dropped me and they will take me where I need to go. It's not about sex.
I've never been
It's not about sex. It's about my vibe and my company. It's my vibe and my company. It's my vibe and company.
My mates, yeah. I'll drop my mates. It's my vibe. Not female friends, but not some girl that I'm trying to see. I've never been your Uber. No, never. No girl can.
You will. Because if you wouldn't be with me because of my company.
I will drop you somewhere once. The next That's time, cat. It's not Sorry. A thing. Now, if I'm seeing you and you're like, "Oh, drop me here," cool. It's not a thing where I'm gonna leave my house and come and drop you. No way. No,
yeah, no, I think No. I think it's mad. I think it's mad for a girl to phone me and say, "Can you drop me here?" And
I'm 100%.
You're gonna do it. You're gonna put your trousers on and you're gonna get.
I guarantee you. On my life, I will never ever leave my house to go and drop a girl somewhere.
Facts.
That's for the niggas that love girls. There's no chance. You feel like they can't get no other girls.
You have experience.
Yeah, you've experienced it before, that's why.
What's that? No, I haven't. So, I swear to God.
Bro, coming out your yard.
I should wake up, leave my house, drop you home, and then I should come back home and go to sleep. There's no chance.
But you like me. You like my vibe.
Say that again, please.
So I should basically wake up, yeah? To come and pick you up.
A good nap.
Drop you home. Come back home and then sleep.
Guys will do it.
You know what? Good luck to them, man.
Let me tell you something. Can I say something?
Good luck to them, man. One at a time.
Niggas will do it with or without the puss. That's it. With or without the puss. Especially if you're a girl that has the vibe.
You know what? They're not even lying, bro.
They're not lying. It might not be you, man, but man will do it.
Come on, man. She drops you after. She drops you. Who cares? You come to the fucking
people.
Hey,
nigga, gotta edit. What's the minutes?
Hold on. Hey, let's wrap it up here. So, Queen, yeah? Our man's 30. Yeah?
He has to be 30.
No license. I'm saying 30. Oh. I don't want to lower the age and make man feel uneasy. I don't have license for no car. What you doing with him?
If he what?
Yes or no?
Let's not cap.
Yes or no?
I can't hear. What was the question?
He has no license.
He's got no license or he don't drive. Would you deal with him? Yes or no?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm alright. Cause you know what, the way I see it.
Yes.
No, I think I'm firm.
You would, you're firm. Yeah.
No, only because I don't drive.
Yeah.
I can drive, but I don't have a car, so I can't really make a guy feel some type of way.
I think.
Like, I want. If he was driving.
Yeah.
The thing is, for me, I said if I have a car and the guy don't have a car, I said me, I'll never come and do driver. That's what I said. If you can drive, please, you can drive the car in it. But the thing is, guys, be taking the piss.
You have a car now.
Hey, hold on, guys. You will have a car now. Guys will be taking different babes in that same car. I think.
Let's not go there.
I don't know about
that. It's true.
If the guy don't respect you, then that's what it
no,
is.
No, but these are people with girlfriends. They'd be using the girl's car.
That one is true.
Apparently, that's people's boyfriend.
Listen, I hear that shit goes down, innit? I'm not disputing what you're saying. But I'm saying like this: this man doesn't respect you because how I'm raised, I'm not.
Bro.
Man can't. I can't live with myself and be like that, knowing that I've finessed the team.
Bro.
Come
you
on,
bro.
Not
that. So you've never finessed a girl before?
Never.
Hold on.
On my life. On my life.
What do you class as finesse?
Finessing.
Bro, hold on. It's not that. He don't respect her. He don't respect his girl. It's not her, bro.
He don't respect his girl.
For him to have a car and he's got a girl and he's linking another girl in that same car, bro, he don't respect his girl, bro.
Wait.
That's what I'm trying to say. My man don't respect the situation, fam. That's what I'm saying.
You don't respect the girl and you don't respect the relationship.
Of course, that's what I'm trying to say.
And that's bad on you.
Because it's a woman, it doesn't mean
that woman
the
value has gone
down. It's the same thing, fam. It's a man.
I wouldn't judge a guy if he didn't have a car. For me, I don't think, I'm not in that place where I have a car for me to come and judge a guy. Because at the end of the day, I can't lie, there's guys with money, they don't have a car, they will Uber you everywhere and anywhere.
But I don't care.
So there's no problem.
I don't care about your money.
So if he didn't, then there's an issue.
But in order for him to have this car, he's got to pay with money, innit?
There's no
can you ask?
Is it my dough? It's not my dough. It's your account. Is it not? It's not my business. But at the end of the day, there's guys that not even that, but some guys are gentlemen.
But,
when does it
become your business? Like, at what stage?
Exactly. Because when you're in a relationship, it's going to become your business.
It could be a relationship. It could.
It's
okay, cool.
Be your business.
So how you're talking? I'm assuming that you're talking from a getting to know each other, when dating process, like. Yeah. So at what point do you start to care that my man's spending money, like?
If it's never ending, there's no. There's
yeah, but it's
no
gonna
issue.
Be your business
See?
One day.
But then again,
that means that mindset is wrong.
Wait, John, you know the question.
That mindset is wrong,
you know,
because
the question,
there's a limit.
It,
there's a cap
to everything.
You're
getting to know someone or you're.
But then
in a
again, if that's your boyfriend or your girlfriend, then it's a bit of an issue whereby the money management might be a bit tight. You're thinking,
if you haven't got it, don't demand.
But the thing is, at the end of the day,
you can.
You
can demand what I don't have.
And be like, he should do your Uber all the time. I'm never going to say that he should do all the time. At the end of the day,
so you can demand the guy. You can demand that a guy has to have £1 million when you don't have it.
Yes, because I want, not even because he's a man. I want what I want.
So you can demand that a guy has to have his own house, but you don't have it.
You
can demand that your guy has to go church every Sunday, but you don't go church.
You know what it is, bro.
No, it's not different.
You know what it is, bro. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Yeah, but if that's her preference, that's her preference. Whether or not she gets the guy.
But then there's a.
Whether or not she gets the guy.
My girl needs to be a billionaire, but I haven't even got 10 bags of money.
Well, keep saying that, because one day you're going to get the billionaire and you have no... Like, there's niggas out here that
let's
have
not be
billionaire girlfriends that they have
existence.
No money.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Listen, my girl has
same,
to be a billionaire,
with, same with,
but I have...
Gal to,
come on, man.
Gal. Sorry, bro.
I don't know, man. The thing is,
we always talk like when we're not in the situation. Yeah. When you get in the situation,
it's different,
especially the thing is there's a difference. You could just be talking to someone, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
But then there's someone just comes along, they've ticked a couple boxes. The thing is, at the end of the day, you can't deny you will actually sidetrack a couple things.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Some things like that, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to say I'm a gold digger. But at the end of the day, you've got to
There's nothing wrong with it.
The thing is, at the end of the day, if you know what you want, you can always state it. If you're going to, you can always ask the guy and be like,
can I say something?
That's a mad thing.
Why?
Where's your license? Like? What do you mean?
I agree.
I get what you mean.
You're not
going
to say like, oh, where's your license?
Let me tell you something. Yeah, you see, as a man who like right now, let me tell you, I've been out here since 11 on the streets.
How old are you now?
26. But listen, I was driving Peds with people, cars, all of that. When people weren't doing that stuff, type of stuff. You know what I'm saying that, but. The point I'm trying to make is, yeah, listen, like when you're in that situation, it doesn't matter, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
But
like,
the thing is, there's always ways to say things. You don't need to come and say to someone, oh, where's your license?
Look at it like this, yeah.
Some girls will go.
Is not having your license a red flag?
So then
you can look past it.
Bro, at 30.
Always.
At 30, it's a red flag.
It should never be a red flag.
Okay. He hasn't got a license. He's getting you to A and B, C to B, D to E, all of them places. What's the problem?
But there's certain.
What is the problem, sis?
Hold on.
What is the problem?
Wait. What if you was with him now, yeah? And you got stopped by police, man. And then he's told you his name's James. Yeah? He's getting stopped by police now. They're saying, he's saying his name's Aaron Smith.
That's happened to me.
Then what?
What does that
That's
mean?
Happened to
what
me before.
What do you mean?
That's not his. He ain't got no license.
I'm talking about license.
I don't care.
But he's still been getting used to A&B.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
still.
But he's been still getting used to A&B.
Yeah.
Actually, he's still been getting used to A&B.
Yeah, but I'm still going to be shaky. I'm going to be like, why are you not getting a license? Why all the time are we going to get
stopped? But you can date a guy with no license, but...
But he drives. No, that's worse.
No, wait. I was trying to say, if he has no license, but
he drives.
He's got the funds.
Zilla. He has no license. But every time you guys are going on dates, you're in a car. What's the problem? That's my question.
In a car.
You're in a car, you're in a cab, you're in a rent, okay, whatever.
And he can afford it. He can afford it.
What's the problem? Okay, you're never taking 259.
Let me ask.
Please.
For me, I'm quite considerate. I don't really have an issue. Okay, so let me give this question now. So if you've met a guy now, he's 30, he's driving. Okay, he's a nice looking lad. Whatever, he's got money, whatever. Then you come and see the car now. The car is, I don't even know what example.
It's a leave it, leave
it.
It's a
leave
it.
It's a free wheel. So it's okay.
Because you know what? Some girls do judge the type of cars that.
And he has to start the
car. Girls
drive. I've been in a car with no heater, no radiator.
But guys, there's some girls that will come and judge, even though he's 30, he got the car and everything, but the type of car, just a simple car, the girls coming to judge that, like, oh, no, man.
It comes down to the image.
I want to ask all of you girls,
a question each, yeah? Just yes or no, yeah? So, Queen, if you was chatting to a 30-year-old, yeah, and he came to Lincoln a smart car, would you have it or not? Yes or no? Would you have it? Yes or no? I want to ask all of you.
Well, if I just met you there and then, I can't say no, innit?
Yeah.
But then, if I'm thinking, if we're getting into a serious situation now, right, it's a bit silly you have a two car because...
So it's no then?
Yes, but for her, I think it's not the fact that it's a smart car.
I think she's thinking about it.
It's long term.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Long term, we can change that. We're talking about that.
Wait. I want to go to each one of you. Just yes or no.
Yes.
Would you have it? Yes or no?
I think if I just met you, yes.
All right, Sandra, smart car.
Be real.
Hold on. Bear in mind, you're a tall girl. Yeah. You're a tall girl.
Considering that.
Smart car. No. What would you mean if I met him at club and he's trying to take me, he's trying to take you home? She's like, you should have a smart car. And I was like, bro, what's wrong with smart? It's like a two-door car.
Bro, I was talking to her on Get On WhatsApp one time. She's like, to my, oh yeah, like.
Wait, hold on, bro. You know I bought that smart car for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I bought a few smart cars. But yeah, like, I was talking to her on WhatsApp. Like, she's like, yeah, like, would you drive? I'm like, yeah, whatever.
She's
like, oh, what car do you have? I was like, oh, smart. She put, LOL, no, seriously.
Violated.
I was like, that's not even funny.
This is what gets me mad as well, bro. You might have written LOL to a flipping, literally, a millionaire.
Yeah.
Bro, you have to care. As a man, I don't care about money, I care about happiness.
Okay, so
how's he going to get the car? What's he going to pay with?
Your car starts declining, and you're looking at my man thinking, like, rah, like, what's my man on, like? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't need to be rich to have a license.
Because of a car, you're denying your future partner.
Literally, nah, man.
No, I wouldn't deny you from a car, though.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Obviously, there's come on, you can't link a girl in a flipping three wheeler, bro. Like,
why not?
Bro, I can't lie. Listen,
to me, it just shows me where you're mentally at.
Yeah.
Listen. Me, I'm a man, yeah. I'm a go getter. Do you know what I'm saying? I can only speak for myself.
Hear this.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. But if you're looking at it like, I don't know, bro.
Hear this now, yeah. When I had my A3,
yeah.
Bro, there was times where I would see other men in like a range or like a C class and be like, rah. And see what kind of attention they get and be like, rah, brother. Man at the C class, yo, the range, bro. Man would get me. And that kind of pressure will just fuck up your whole brain, fam.
The old me, people probably. Forget we're first generation. So everyone, if you're living that lidge lifestyle, certain men are not built for the other things. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So certain money that they're getting might not reach that C class, A class, whatever level.
Can I ask you guys?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like, with the car that you have, or if you're not driving, have you ever felt some type of way? Like, the way with other guys, if they've got a certain car, they get in the drawing girls, do you feel some type of way?
100%.
About it?
You know what? Yeah, sometimes still.
100%.
That's for the, listen.
You did.
Slightly, I'm not gonna lie. If you see a bad one on the street and she, like you feel like you wanna put pressure on that thing, like, and you're chatting to her and she's not cooperating.
Yeah.
And then she cooperates with a man that has no personality.
That'll make
but
you
has
feel.
The car. Yeah. You're gonna feel a type of way in it. Yeah. But you see me speaking for my
Just because you're
not even it's not even a leveling up thing, because you could have a man that's so focused in his career, he just hasn't had the chance.
If I
get to a position,
Sanja.
Yeah, but
Sanja.
But that's what he's doing though.
I don't think I'm jealous of a man pulling a car.
If you feel like the type of girl you want would like a guy with a better car or whatever, then level up. But my thing is, if I'm in debt and I go and get a C class and whatnot, am I leveling up?
No, you're not.
So you're saying to level up to get a better car. So listen, okay, cool. Yes. Okay, cool. So if I get a C class, a brand new C class, if I did 20 plate, coupe. White.
Let me answer that. To the girl, you're leveling up. But to yourself, you're lying.
You feel some type of way because girls that you want guys with nicer cars, right?
Exactly.
So you should feel like you're leveling up for yourself.
Listen,
no, but what he's basically trying to say.
The girls that you couldn't get with your shit.
But no.
Are you saying that a bit too personal, you know?
I hurt my soul. Shit for me, and we move on.
See,
we move.
Okay, from what you've said, did it take a while for you to get in that state of mind, or is it like, have you guys that drive?
Yeah.
Like, have you got to that mentality where if I can't get this one, you never like.
When I had my car. I had a nice car.
What car did you have? What car?
I had an Audi A3, bro.
What year?
2010. Cool.
That must have been in 2010.
That's six years ago. Cool. Bro, when I sold my car, I realized, bro, that fam.
Said it's calm, you know, that's.
Bro,
2014.
Like,
it's just crazy. Why is it calm?
Because
it's near the time.
Wait, let him land. You know what I'm saying, bro? See, when I was driving, I was dating, doing all that, doing hella stuff, bro. Yeah. Everyone's calling your phone.
Oh,
take man here.
My bro.
I was the guy, bro.
The moment it gets sold.
Brother, The moment the car gets sold, bro, and your
no
phone,
one knows you
no
anymore.
No one knows you no more.
They don't need you no more.
So then I was like, bro.
They don't need you no more.
I said to myself,
no one knows you anymore, you know.
That means we have a saying in ends. You was the on nigga, occasional nigga. That's what you
was. That's a fact. That's a fact.
You can be occasional nigga for dating. She call you for food only.
It's true.
You know what I mean? You're the occasional nigga. You understand that?
No, but it might not just be with girls, though.
No, with men.
For everything,
bro. We still linked up, though.
Of course we do.
We say you have to clear that.
Hey, hold on. Let's end this one here. So, Queen, you said, yeah, if a man was 30 and he didn't have his license, so he was driving, it would be cool. We're right with him, yeah? Cool. What about you, Sandra?
What was that?
If a man was 30 and he didn't have his license, so he weren't driving, would you date him?
Yeah, because that's me.
That's you, yeah?
I'm not driving.
In them driving lessons, you weren't moving like that, you know?
Ooh!
All right. But. I evaluated, and I don't need to be driving.
Yeah.
I don't need
a
car. Where am I going?
Not the license
though.
Now. Yeah. That's hold me. Hold on. So what if the guy linked you, what bus code is you? 357 or something? The 357?
Huh?
If a man linked you on a bus now,
mm-hmm.
What, you'd be alright with that?
No.
What does link you on the bus actually mean?
Like when he's meet you on the bus. He's
no, like, wait, like, meet, like, each other meet me at the bus stop. No.
Take bus to come and see me, and
then we'll
go.
Okay, but wait, hold on.
I never experienced that one. Hold on.
Hold on. Let me see.
Wait. A guy coming to link you on the bus. He's coming to link you
on the bus.
Wait. Whether you guys go on a date by cab, he came to link you on the bus.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah,
but we don't know. That's not any of my business.
But you guys, that's what I'm saying. But that's cab because you guys
said that. He's getting the bus.
Yeah, but that's before. That's the first time.
Girls will feel rattled.
You guys said it.
Yeah, but that's the first time I've met him, right?
Hold on, wait. No. Listen.
Guys might not even make it clear that I'm taking the bus.
Wait.
If they wanted to take the bus, then it's no concern of mine. But a lot of guys will not come and say that they need to.
It's different for guys and girls.
But they wouldn't come. I've never heard that. Oh, a guy's gonna take a bus and then come and take an Uber. I've never heard that.
I'm sorry, yeah. You can come and link me in an airplane, a bus, whatever you want to. But we're not going to the destination by bus.
That's it.
Hey, hold on. What's wrong with going to the destination by bus?
I'm not going by bus.
If I'm in this,
together.
Yeah.
Problems.
Why?
Separately. Acceptable.
Wait, John, hold on.
If you guys live in the same ends, so is there an issue with you guys taking a bus? Let's say, like, example for me, I live in Stratford.
I'll swear that local.
Brother, what is that?
chill out, man.
No, but if a guy lives near me, that's not an issue. But what about an example now? Mm. I live in East, the guy lives in North. So he has said, let me tell you, A406 here is even a bit of a trick. A bus now from Clapton. You're taking a bus to Clapton or something to get to Stratford.
Two, 3 hours.
It's like 45 minutes. It's long, you know. Imagine, it's 1 hour. So
brother,
imagine if a guy came to tell you, or a girl came to say, it's going to take me a while to get there. It's going to take me about an hour.
I think it comes down.
A guy saying that. Map out your routes.
You know what it is?
No, but you look
at it. I think it comes down.
Wait, let me say something. Wait. Let me say one thing.
Can I ask something?
Go on.
So wait, is it okay for a man to link you on train then?
No problem.
And not bus? Because everyone seems to think
I love the train.
Oh my gosh, like,
because
I
like train. At the end of the day, a lot of places are convenient by train, but people force it by cab.
Thank you. Okay, cool.
At the end of the day, everyone else, still. All the big businessmen, they will go on train to get to work.
A lot of people come.
A lot of people come on force and be like,
it's not forcing, it's your preference.
I take cab everywhere because I love to eat.
We took cab from the station.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I take train every day, but I'm not trying to be on a train on a date because I'm in makeup.
I'm looking.
But weird. Hold on. Miss says something. Weird. Hold on. Cool. If we go on a date, yeah, we say, rah, the date, 9 o'clock, link up. Cool, confirmed. I get trained, you get trained. Boom.
That's fine.
Let's say, cool, the date finishes around 2:30.
It's a Thursday.
Cool. Trains aren't running. Cool. You might say, bro, let's get Uber. Drops you to your thing and cool. But if it's thing where it's like a Friday or something, the date finishes at 10 p.m., bro, man getting cab to her yard and then to yours.
What's wrong with that?
It finishes at 10 p.m. You better get on the train.
You better get on the train back home. Right, wait, hold on. Hold on. Can I say something again?
You better get a train back home.
No. Why is it that, yeah?
If you like the thing, you're going to do
Random. No, man. No. Hold on. Is that right?
You're right.
Yeah. Ashley?
You need a license.
All right. Ashley's been there. Yeah. What about you, Will?
I said whatever.
She's capping.
What? So it's all right? Like, he might not have a license.
Will's a rider still.
She's my sister.
Wait, hold on. But I don't think...
Capping. 30 years old, you'll get on the bus and that with him.
No, he didn't ask that. He said...
You don't have a license. Yeah, so okay. How are you going to get to where you're going?
We'll make a way, man. We'll get cabs.
What if he said she's busting up? What would you think?
Huh?
She's
capping. Leave it there.
Let's leave that one.
But
cool. You know
what? It's honestly
predicament. It actually comes down to the person.
I'm not gonna say that I would entertain any guy, but I genuinely believe it's only the guy that you would like that you will come and say you'll get on the bus, but not me anyway.